Slightly. My name is Varanya Chaubey and I'm speaking with Fatma Ali, who is chairperson of Zafella. Today is November 18th, 2008. I want to thank you for participating in the interview.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to begin by learning a little bit more about your personal background. So would you describe the position you hold now?
Okay. For the time being, I'm the chairperson of Zanzibar Female Lawyer Association. Before to have that post, this post just I have on January 2008. Before that election, just I was an executive council of Zafella. Yeah.
And how did you get involved in law? What is your career path?
Our career path, according to our constitution of Zanzibar Female Lawyer, and our objective in our organization, actually we have most of our activities, or most of our object, and the main object, just to provide a legal aid for the women and the children in Zanzibar, and also to promote the legal awareness in Zanzibar. And when we got the chance to just to make a lobbying before the government, House of Representatives, to make some of amendments or to repeal some of the laws which it seems have an element of discrimination against women. Yeah.
And would you tell me briefly about how you started working on elections and what are the kinds of work you have done on elections?
Actually, on 2005, when Tanzania have election, Zafella, with collaboration with other NGO, Zanzibar Legal Service Center and Zanzibar Law Society, together we provide civil education to the whole in Zanzibar. So just in cooperation with this organization, we success to provide voter civil education to Zanzibar constituents. Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned there was an umbrella organization that was working to provide this kind of knowledge. Would you describe how you shared these responsibilities between organizations? Were some organizations responsible for some aspects, or how did you organize yourselves?
Okay, actually, this organization is a legal organization, and for that time, Zafella was not meet the requirements which are needed by UNDP, so that is why we was advised to cooperate with other NGO in order to manage to do what we had planned on that election.
I see. And would you describe some of the responsibilities you undertook while working on the civil education campaign?
Yeah, actually we was providing just an assistance or legal education. It's not a legal education, it's a civil education, voter education. We just wake up awareness of the public to know about election rights, that is their constitutional rights, and when their rights is rejected, what they're supposed to do in order to have their rights.
Could you describe how you went about doing this? How did you reach out to people? What are the methods that you used?
Actually, we had several meetings in different constituents, and when we reached there, we provided posters, and we have a chance to talk with the public. So when after provided just a mere presentation and how about the whole constitutional rights about election, they have a chance to ask any question or any problem if they had familiar with the some things which have appeared before. So we reply them how they can solve that problems or what the step can be taken if something happened. Yeah.
So you had interactive forums with people
as
well.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges you've noticed in your work in trying to educate people in Zanzibar? What are some of the biggest challenges that come up?
Okay, the big challenge which we was faced at that time, some of Zanzibarian, they take it as just as an as a is not an, as usual. Say they seems actually they think we just want to lobby them. Maybe we are just for special parties. So we just come there to make.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, some of the peoples who have negative attitudes on what we have done, they seems that we are there for just to favor some parties, maybe to lobbying them. No, this is, you are supposed to vote for this party. Well, it is not correct. So when they found somebody who say, yeah, you have these rights according to our constitution, you are supposed to say, ha. They just, the way they want to invite us, but they have their special target. So some of them escape to appear on this meeting just to fear. No, they just come to make a lobbying before us. So just they come here for special parties. That is the main challenge which we was faced at that time.
That seems like a pretty big challenge.
Yeah.
Would you describe how you went about handling this and getting around this problem?
Yeah, actually we had, just to explain before them, we are not supporting any party. We just as a legal institution, as a legal NGO, just so we know this is the constitutional rights, and some of the Zanzibarian, they doesn't understanding what the importance to use their rights to vote and to elect the leaders which they wish to take that post. So we just emphasize to them we are not intend to influence someone here to make a vote with certain parties, but just we want to provide an education and to enlighten them how they can use their rights, and when they get any problems, how they can handle that problems. So some of them, the understanding and the mass had changed, yeah.
So telling them that you are a non-partisan,
yeah,
neutral organization,
yeah,
that is one way to build their trust.
Yeah.
Are there any other methods that you think would work well that you would recommend to people in other countries to try? Are there any other methods apart from telling them that,
yeah,
you are neutral?
Yeah.
Anything else you tried that worked?
Yeah, actually you say this is not news, even it practice in different country. Before an election, there is a lot of organization in different country which provide a certain kind of education which we provide before them. Actually, they understanding on it and we got good responding on it. Yeah.
You mentioned there are some problems that people will bring up in an interactive forum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they had a particular problem last time and then you would suggest how to go about solving it. What are some of the problems that people have brought to you that they have faced?
Actually, most of them, they told us their rights to have that right to vote was rejected because they are not meet a certain qualification to be a voter. So we can assist them how they can success to meet that rights. So we can assist how to take their petition before the courts, and some of them had success and have that rights. Yeah.
Do you have examples of the kinds of reasons why these voters who are eligible were rejected by the commission? So you mentioned some of the ways in which you reach out to people
yeah.
is that you have interactive sessions,
yeah.
and then you mentioned posters as well.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about all the various ways that you reach out, and maybe describe in detail the posters you use, if there are any other ways?
The features on that posters.
Yes.
Yeah, actually there is a picture which... which show there is an election process. Someone make put his vote in the box like that, and sometimes we provide the postal which have the public meeting. Maybe there is a part leader who may be on that election. Maybe there is some of monies which are taken by that person. So just want to invite the public to vote on him, and he will provide them money. So just we want to elect the person that is not a good leader. And they are not be influenced by giving a certain money just to vote for him, to know that is their rights. And there is no one who can force them to vote on him just for giving or just for favoring them by giving money or some promise like that. Yeah.
And these posters, did you place them in the town or did you put them in the newspaper? How did you distribute that message?
Actually, when we have meeting with maybe in the different constituents, when we go there, we go with that poster. And after our presentation or after our conversation with the publics, we try to provide. Yeah, everybody who attend, if it's enough for them, just for all. But if it's not enough, we just say a few of them, and we hope most of them, they found the message carried on that poster. Yeah.
Do you use radio or any other media to... increase voter education?
Yeah, actually that have done on part in our organization itself, because we know that is the constitutional rights, and we know most of the women, they doesn't understanding about that rights. So in our organization programs which we made on television and radio, we had do that. Yeah.
So this is a female lawyer society that
yeah.
you are a chairperson of. What are some of the specific messages that are targeted to women to encourage them to exercise their right to vote?
Okay, actually, the right to vote, that is a right to everyone. So even you are a woman, you are not supposed to hesitate to take your rights. So just I encourage all of the women to use and to have that right to practice, not to just to hesitate and maybe to have a fear. When I practice my rights, maybe someone will assault me or someone will neglect me. So they just know that is their constitutional rights, so they're supposed to use it as required. Yeah.
Now, when you develop these messages that are on your posters or if you use radio programs, who is involved in creating these messages?
Okay, actually, the donors who make a support or who donated us to provide that civil education.
So is there some representative from the donor organization and some representatives from your NGO, or is it just the donor organization that compiles the messages?
The message was prepared by our... Yeah, okay.
So who is it that creates the messages?
Just a moment.
So who is it that creates the messages?
Actually, the message have been created by the Electoral Commission, Some of them were created by Electoral Commission of Zanzibar with by assistance from several stakeholders. But who sponsor that creation is a donor from different international organizations.
I see.
Yeah.
And are there meetings held in consultation with the ZEC about these messages? How often are these meetings held, and who are the organizations who are invited to participate in meetings with the ZEC to create these kinds of messages? Which organizations are invited?
Actually, those who are interested to participate in voter civil education, all of them get a chance to talk, even to make a creation, how the message will be sent to the public. Actually, it had been done in that way.
One of the questions that we have is, how long before an election do you have to have the voter education campaign started? So when do you aim to reach out to the people with your messages? How much time before the actual election?
Okay, on the last election, actually we was delayed because the election was done on October, while the civil education, we were started on 3 months before election. Yeah, so 3 months before election is not enough to provide a proper civil voter education to the whole constituency in Zanzibar. So if it's possible on the next election, next coming election, it's better to have more time to well preparation and even enough time to rotate in all constituents and to have enough time to communicate and to provide that education. So if person meet any problems through the whole process to election, is will be proper to him to reach or to find the remedies on that problems, or how he or she can solve or can find the solution of the problem which he faced. Yeah.
What were some of the reasons why last time the campaign was delayed?
Actually, as I had told you before, most of we depend on donor support. So if the donor delay, actually will delay. We have no enough funds to support this operation.
How effective do you think voter education in Zanzibar is right now?
Actually, we have already created awareness. Most of people now, they know this is our constitutional rights, and hopefully if it is rejected to someone, actually he will not stop and to say, oh, so there is no anything which I can do to get these rights. He or she will fight to get that rights. So most of Zanzibarian now be aware about these rights. Yeah.
Some groups of people are very hard to reach with voter education. Would you describe, are there some groups that are very hard to reach in Zanzibar? Which groups are they?
Actually, in Zanzibar, is a women for somehow, because most of the meeting was conducted in the evening. And in the rural area, the women in Zanzibar at that time, most of them engage themselves on the domestic activity like cooking and etc. So some of the, oh, bless my husband, he can can attend on that meeting, and when he back, he will provide the whole summary what they had been provided on that meeting. So there is no very interested to engage themselves on this meeting. Yeah.
And have there been any steps that have been taken to correct this problem?
Yeah, that is why I'm told you through our program in television and radio, we try our best just to alert them. Don't escape, they're supposed to leave their domestic activity when there is a team or there is someone who you stop it. Yeah, just we assist them. They are supposed to leave their domestic activity when there is someone who provides that civil education when he visiting in their areas. So there is a need to attend on that meeting and to listen what they are supposed to know about election.
And why are the meetings held in the evening usually?
Actually, okay, just a moment.